This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
KC2HMK, Robert here at the home base. How you doing today?
K2HMK, KC2KOO Mobile. Good morning, Robert. Same here as Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and we're just mobile on our way into the office here in Buffalo. How are you?
Starting my morning off pretty nice here. Got myself a cup of coffee, starting a little workout, and working on my OSHA 30 for the day here. So I got about 15 hours left on that. What'd you say your call sign again was? I'll just write it down so I can try to keep a call to a name.
Very good, Robert. It sounds like you're, like you said, sounds like you're starting the day real nice there. Call here is Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo Oscar KC2 KOO.
Roger, you had a correction on mine. It's Kilo Echo 2, by the way, HMK. And, so you're heading over to Buffalo, so that means you're over there on 90 right now.
Actually, I'm already over in the Buffalo area. I'm just north of Buffalo in the call Tonawanda and working my way onto Main Street here to head into downtown Buffalo. So, very good, Robert. Appreciate the question on the call. I have two repeaters here in the Buffalo area that are linked into the 85 in Rochester full time. So we're all we're interconnected. So I'm on my one repeater that's located in the city of Buffalo.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm relatively not new to this repeater, but I don't frequent it, and I just set it up on my dual band. And I think this is the first time I heard anybody calling out. So it's good to learn more about it. And, yeah, I know the repeater community in Buffalo is pretty vast. I know there's quite a lot of options out there when I'm out in that area doing work. I'm an electrician, so I find myself in that area quite a bit.
Very good, Robert, very good. Quite a few repeaters. Activity's not nearly what it is in the Rochester area. You find pockets of it here and there, but it is not what it once was, unfortunately. But no, very good, very good. So, well, good for you. It sounds like you're kind of easing into your Monday, which is fantastic. And for me, I'll be doing about the same. I got a bunch of material that came in for some job that we're doing at work, and gotta check that in, make sure we have all our part pieces, and start putting some RFs together. So that's our plan of attack. I guess that'd be my way of easing into my Monday. But unfortunately, the work phone's already gone off here. It's going to be one of those mornings right out of the gate, so I'm going to have to step out here. But it was a pleasure making the acquaintance there, and please don't be a stranger to three group of people on the repeaters here, and hope to hear you again. KE2HMK, KC2KOO.
Hi, KC2KOO. Enjoy your morning. It's, Monday morning on the first of the month, so that's to be anticipated, so I'll wish you the best of luck with it, and take care. 73 KE2HMK.
KD2HW listening.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
KD2KOO remolling.
KD2KOO, 82HW, good morning, sir.
Brother Dom, good morning, sir. 82HW, KD2KOO, happy Monday, buddy. How was your weekend?
Pretty decent. Got a ton of stuff done around the house. How was the Bison's game on Friday?
Bison's game was good. It was very good. It was cool, though. It was about 60 degrees with a 20 to 30 mile an hour wind on the lake, so it was chilly. Didn't make it through the whole game. By the end of the seventh inning, it had enough, wanted to go, and that was okay. There was a little bit of delay. The in-laws, they had trouble with the parking. Most of the lot now are the personless, and so you have to scan the QR code and pay that way, and they had the problem. So we were standing outside the stadium for probably a good 20 to 30 minutes while they were trying to figure out their parking situation. So, the delays, the kids got a little antsy, but we made it to the bottom of the seventh. Everyone had a good time, so definitely do it again, and then the rest of the weekend was just working around the house. How about you, buddy? How'd everything transpire for you?
Just had a laundry list of stuff chipped off this weekend. Just something, the summer transition that got a late start because of the weather, but it got a lot done. So it was a productive weekend. The weather was fantastic, so we really enjoyed it. And to have a couple of kids and make it all the way to the seventh inning, that's awesome. That you had a good time and it all worked out well.
It really was. And yeah, Logan loved it a lot. He didn't want to leave. I think he would have made it to the end of the game. But you know what? It was fun. And you know what? It was family friendly too. They had stuff. Mascots were out for the kids and things like that. So it's a good time. But I'm glad you got stuff done too. And that's kind of what I was doing. Just rolling along. Got a lot done. So we'll take it. It was definitely a productive weekend. But Unfortunately, I gotta get out of here already. Between the work phone and getting here to the office, I gotta step out, but I was hoping to catch you and just wanted to see how things were and wish you a good rest of the day.
Appreciate that. You have a good rest of your day as well. It's a short week for me. Half day Thursday, off on Friday, so looking forward to that. Have a great day. We'll talk again soon. KC2KOO from DG2HW.
Take care, buddy. Enjoy your day, and very good on that extra short week for you. That sounds fantastic. I want those maybe someday. But 7-3, buddy. We'll catch you later. DC2KOO, clear.
2HW, standing by.